Hi everyone. I've been a listener of Hacker Public Radio for a long time, but I never really had anything to contribute or anything that I thought was worth contributing. But I was listening to some older episodes, and I came across an episode with Klaatu, Peter64, and a few other hosts that were doing a desktop challenge. Basically, they switched desktops for a week, and then they reported on their findings in the next episode. And this sort of inspired me to venture out and try other desktops. But first, I want to give you a little background. I go by Root Outcast on Freenode, so I guess that's what I'll go by here as well. I am visually impaired, and I have enough vision to where I don't need to use a lot of accessibility features, such as text-to-speech or any of that, but I am always kind of interested in new ways of interacting with Linux, with my applications and things that I use every day. And that's one of the cool things about Linux, is all the customization options that you have. That's one of the reasons I really like it. But on to why I'm talking right now. I was listening to this episode, and Klaatu was talking about his experience with rat poison. And one thing I really liked about it was that you didn't use the mouse to interact with your the windows on your desktop. It's a tiling window manager, so you can use the keyboard to manipulate your desktop applications, which I thought was really cool, because I have the vision to where I don't really use a lot of accessibility features, but trying to track down where the mouse is on the screen does get rather annoying. So basically, if I can avoid having to do that, it helps tremendously. Before that point, I was using Fluxbox, and I really like Fluxbox, but again, the tracking down the mouse does get annoying. So I thought I'd give Rat Poison a try. I've been using it for quite a while now, and I really like it. Basically, I found a tutorial for setting it up, and I'll actually put it in the show notes. But you can, the tutorial basically goes over remapping your caps lock key to be your escape key, because the default escape key in Rat Poison, I believe it's Control T. Rat Poison by default uses Emacs-like key bindings, and this tutorial recommends remapping your caps lock key to be your escape key, and I never use caps lock anyway, so I figured why not. And then it goes into detail about basically setting up your keys to manipulate your environment to be more like Vim key bindings. So to like split your windows horizontally, it's in my case it would be caps lock J. And I won't go through and give all the commands and everything, because that's not really very exciting listening. But I just always found it interesting how different people use their desktops and how they their workflow from day to day. In my case, since switching to Rat Poison, I've tried to get away from a lot of GUI applications and use more terminal-based things. For example, I don't really have a graphical file manager installed. I just use ls for looking through directories and things. And it's really helped me kind of appreciate the file system a little more. I tend to, it's easier for me to find things. But, I hope this hasn't been too boring. I guess I'll see you on the Freenode Network.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.